WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is a special edition of Fresh Air, the second of two programs on songwriter Harry Warren. In the late 50s and 60s, when there wasn't much call for new Harry Warren songs, some of his old songs were getting reworked into hits by rock and pop singers, like this Chris Montez version of The More I See You.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows.
We talked about this era with Warren's granddaughter, Julia Riva. She's the head of 4J's Music Publishing, which was founded by Harry Warren in 1954. In the 1950s, particularly by the late 50s, Harry Warren's music was displaced on the pop music charts by rock and roll. Was he angry or bitter about rock and roll? It certainly changed the landscape of pop music.
Well, I'll never forget playing for him and actually Rocco Vacco of Bregman, Vacco & Kahn, Rock Around the Clock. And, you know, they were horrified that, you know, music had come to this. And unfortunately, I really do believe that if he hadn't been maybe so old-fashioned, you know, he could have continued to write for almost anybody. Because certainly people have recorded his songs, The Flamingos and Simon and Garfunkel and even Susie and the Banshees.
Well, when I was growing up, there were at least two Harry Warren songs that were big hits in rock or pop versions. And one of them was the Flamingos doo-wop version of I Only Have Eyes for You. And the other was the Chris Montez hit of The More I See You. Did Harry Warren ever comment to you about these rock versions of his songs?
Sure. I don't think he liked the Flamingos version. But, you know, he was torn between the fact that it was a big hit and, you know, the fact that it wasn't exactly, you know, his style. A straight style. So I think that was hard for him.
Now, did your friends know these rock versions, and did that make Harry Warren more important in your circle of friends?
See, he was already, you know, important to us, not by the fact that he was a famous songwriter, but by the fact that he was Daddy Warren, and that he presided over the family. He liked to think with an iron hand. Of course, you know, nobody really paid attention to him, but, you know, he would be at his post at the pool, you know, when we were little. He would, you know, appear of a summer's day with his suntan lotion skull, which he would majestically put on his body, and he would get into the pool like a pasha, you know, and he would then tell us about how we all had to learn to float in case of shipwreck, you know. So, you know, we loved him just for him and the fact that he was around a lot.
I'd love to end by playing one of Harry Warren's favorite of his own songs. Would you choose one?
I think one of his big favorites was There Will Never Be Another You.
Well, why don't we close with that? Julia Riva, I thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Julia Riva is Harry Warren's granddaughter and the head of the music publishing company he founded, 4J's Music. Harry Warren died in 1981 at the age of 87. Let's bring back the John Pizzarelli Trio to perform one of the Harry Warren songs Harry Warren liked best.
This is our last dance together. Tonight soon will be long ago, and in our moment of parting, this is all I want you to know. There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you?
The John Pizzarelli Trio, concluding our tribute to Harry Warren.